Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know to inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. Listen, it's been a while. It's been a minute. I miss you guys and ladies so much. Where you know wherever you're listening to this podcast today, I just want to tell you welcome back. It's been a while. So much has happened. Just recently came back off vacation. Me and my family, we had an awesome time. I mean, it was full of fun and adventure. We were in a new city. You know, we decided to get out of our comfort zone, and we all had a blast. You know, a quote I said just a few days ago, or maybe a week ago, I said that it's one thing to capture the moment. It's another to live in the moment. And listen, we did just that. We lived in every single moment. But we're back off vacation now, and you know, sometimes in life, that you know, in every celebration, you know, sometimes there's some tragedy as well. And just over a week or a couple of weeks ago now, the Bahamas has suffered a major tragedy and devastation in the islands of Abaco and in the islands of Grand Bahama. You know, today out of the office of the Prime Minister, they've said that there is over 40 persons dead, and there's also over 1,000 persons still missing. And I just want to give a shout out to all of the volunteers who came out on the ground in Nassau at the processing point in Nassau, Bahamas. All of the volunteers did an awesome job. It was well organized. Shout out to all of the sponsors, everybody who donated. Shout out to the U.S. Navy, Army, Coast Guard, Red Cross, Head Knowles, Island La Cares, NEMA, Odyssey Aviation, and I could go on and on and on and on. Everyone landed a hand and support. You know, you had U.S. aid. Big shout out to Donald Trump. You know, he definitely gave us a hand and support with his military team. You know, I've never seen so much choppers. I've never seen so much choppers in all of my days in aviation. I've never seen so much choppers land in and out of a place. And they were so huge. I mean, I've seen a lot of helicopters, but none. I can't even express this more than this. I have never seen helicopters so massive in all of my 13 years in being involved in aviation. And you know, I actually wanted to come back to work earlier so I could give these guys a hand. But, you know, one mind told me, you know what? get your full rest, you're going to need every ounce of your energy. And listen, I needed every single ounce of that energy when I got back to work, because it was full throttle. You know, every time a helicopter came, Bahamas Air, Delta, or every person who had an aircraft or charter company who was a part of the search and rescue, and also a part of carrying supplies over to Abaco and Freeport. You know, we were part of that process, making sure they were fueled up and getting the supplies onto the different aircrafts. And it was a lot of work, but it was all because of teamwork, and the Bahamas needed us, Abaco needed us, Grand Bahama needed us, because remember, together we all achieve more. But anyway, Soul Nation, in this episode today, we're going to talk about the dash in between. Now, you may be saying, the dash in between, what is that? Have you ever been to a funeral, or have you ever been to, or have you ever looked in the obituary? And in the obituary, it says that John Doe, born 1960, dash 2010. And the 2010 will represent the day, not the day, but the year that John Doe died. And what is that we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the dash in between. And what it represents. That dash in between represents everything that you did from the day you were born until the day you died. Now for me, growing up in life meant going to school, grade 1 to grade 12, possibly going to college, or not even going to college, but getting a government job. Or my dad, he actually wanted me to be a part of law enforcement. But thinking back through it, you know, I don't know if it's based upon the type of movies that I like. I tend to drawn to more action movies versus, you know, romantic movies, stuff like that. But that's another story altogether. You know, he wanted me to be on the police force, and that's something that I really didn't want to do. And you would have persons, you know, get a nice job, possibly get married, get a house, have kids, raise kids, wait for about 40 years, and then retire. And you know, once you would have passed away, on your obituary, they would say, born 1974, died 2006. And you know, I've seen where, you know, some of the information, sometimes to make it sound good, they would word it in such a way to make it sound as though you did something, but you didn't really do anything, because they didn't mention what you actually did. So I want to encourage you today, Soul Nation. I want you to start today. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to go ahead right now, right this very instant. If you don't know what your purpose is, you don't know what your gifts and talents are, and your abilities are up until this point. You could be 60, 70 years old. Doesn't matter. Once you're alive, there is hope. There is hope. And what I want you to do right now, I want you to ask God. I want you to seek God right now and say, God, I don't know what my purpose is, but I want to find out today. Tell me, what is my purpose? I don't want to live a life without purpose anymore, because I know that you have put me here for a reason. You have put me here for a design purpose, and I will not stop until I know what my purpose is. And I don't want you to feel bad about it, and don't let anyone let you feel bad about it. If you're seeking God for your purpose, no matter what it may be or how old or all you may think you are at this time, seek Him. Seek Him, and don't stop until you discovered what your purpose is. Because someone is waiting. Someone is out there eagerly waiting for you to discover what your purpose is, so that you could help them. And you don't listen to naysayers. You don't listen to persons who haven't discovered what their purpose is. You find people who are already walking in their purpose. You listen to persons who are where you want to be. Now, I'm not telling you to be. I'm not telling you to just admire them, because you know admiration is just one step away from you being a hater. So don't admire them. You can actually seek them to be a mentor in your life, because they've already walked the road that you are going on. Or you may even say, hey, listen, I don't see anybody. I'm a trailblazer in this. Well, guess what? That's even better. You have the Holy Spirit. Because remember what Jesus said, I'm leaving you now, but I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knows all of your ins and your outs. And guess what? He can help you. He can help you. Just seek Him. Just seek Him, seek Him, seek Him. And you will find after seeking the Holy Spirit, because you haven't found anyone who has been on the road that you're now headed on. And He will let you know. He would say, hey. He would say, hey, Billy. Hey, Johnny. This is what you're meant to do. Hey, Johnny. This is what God has called you to do. Start that business. Start that podcast. Start that blog. Start vlogging. Become that entrepreneur. Wake up every morning and shoot those 1,000 shots. Wake up every morning and do those 100 push-ups. Wake up every morning and run a mile. Wake up every morning and pray to God, letting Him know how thankful and grateful you are for being here on this earth. Because I remember back in 2012. In 2012, I woke up. I said, you know what? I don't have a chick nor a child. I'm 33 years old. I want to be a model. I want to be a competitor and also the winner of Mr. Caribbean International 2012. That was my dream. That was my goal. And I pursued that every single day. I didn't tell anyone who would try to cross my dream, because I also thought about my dream or my goal as a woman giving birth, or a woman a few weeks into her pregnancy. And I know for us, I don't know if every woman does this, but I know for me and my family, we always wait until we have repassed that first trimester. And for the man who might not know what trimester is, that first 3 months, we waited until we've passed that first 3 months, because like my wife always says, that's if you compare it to aviation, that's the critical phase of flight. And once I pass the critical phase of flight, then I started to tell persons what I was going to do, because at that point it was starting to show. I was in the newspaper. I was in the Punch, The Guardian, Tribune, on different blogs. So it was really hard for me to hide that information. So I went ahead and I pursued it. And two opportunities came. One opportunity came in Grand Bahama, Freeport, Grand Bahama, to do an event called Manhunt. But at this time, I was already preparing for Mr. Caribbean International 2012. I was already preparing for that. So this was more like a scrimmage event for the event that was about to take place in October of that very same year. And when I arrived at Mr. Caribbean 2012, the event, you know, it was a huge celebration. They embraced us. You know, we were competitors from all over the Caribbean, but we didn't see each other. We didn't approach each other as competitors. We were more like brothers, because every night, except probably the formal night, which everybody had to put on their formal wear, any night when we had to go to an event and one of us needed to borrow, it could be a shirt, a pair of shades, maybe a hat, we were always there for one another. Even in the fitness challenge, we were all rooting each other on, and we were all there waiting to either help a brother from collapsing at the finish line or getting him some water so that he could catch himself. Why am I saying all of this? I'm saying this because if I told myself that I was too old, if I told myself it was too late for me to pursue being a model, I would have missed out on this awesome opportunity. And don't let your age, being too young or too old, stop you from pursuing what God has called you to do or what desires or passion you have deep down inside that you want to aspire to or just want to see what happens, because you don't want to live life in regret. You don't want to live life in regret in what if. No, pursue it, and then if you fail, then you fail. But you know that you tried your best and it didn't happen. Well, so what? At least you tried, and you know what happened. And then you could always go back to the government job, to being a police. But I don't know if you could be a police after being 35 or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a reserve. I don't know about that part. But anyway, y'all, remember, it's all about the dash in between. That line in between when you were born and when you die. What will they have to say? What will they have to say about you in that dash in between? So, Nation, an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. You can soar in business. You can soar as an athlete. You can soar as an entertainer. You can soar as a creative. But if you have excess baggage weight, as in friends, as in maybe even parents who are telling you things that are weighing you down, you cannot take flight. You must release these things, take them off of you, so that you can take flight. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. On this episode today, we're going to be talking about what's under the hood. What's under the hood? Well, before we even get to that, I just want to thank each and every one of you for helping the Soar Nation audio experience to reach 6,000 listens. Hey, listen, it may sound like a small feat, but this is huge. I thank each and every listener who's listening to all the episodes from we started. You know, it's been it's a little over 9 months now because I started podcasting December 6th. We've been going strong ever since. Our strongest month has been the month of June, where we did an episode a day. Listen, I pushed 30 episodes, and I had about five interviews that month alone. And we've been growing, we've been inspiring, we've been motivating, and we've been impacting. I thank each and every one of you. I don't take you all for granted, and I encourage you to listen on, because each episode we're going to be getting better. We're going to be finding more interesting topics for you. We're going to be finding more interesting persons to interview. We have also added to our YouTube, and we have also added IGTV as well. So if you're subscribed on YouTube, I want you to continue to tune in. If you haven't hit the get notification bell, I encourage you right now to hit the get notification bell. Favorite us on Spotify, favorite us on the Anchor app as well. Listen, because it's gonna be huge. We're gonna be finishing strong this year, going stronger into 2020, because listen, our vision is getting clearer as we press on. But anyway, let's get right into it. What's under the hood? In Matthew 5, verse 28, well, we started from verse 27, Jesus says, "You have heard that it is said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Listen, that's so huge. Because many persons think, hey, because I'm not doing the action, because I'm not following through with what my thoughts are telling me, because you might see someone, right? Someone might get you so upset that you imagine yourself punching the living daylights out of them, but you don't do it. Or you see yourself running over them in a car. If these desires are in your heart, Jesus said that you've already sinned already. Listen, I want to encourage you right now that no one's perfect. None of us are perfect. Everyone has a struggle. Everyone has something that God is helping them through, guiding them through. Because Jesus said, His strength is made perfect in." He said, "His strength is made perfect in our weakness." So when you're most weak, that's when God is most strong. If, I don't know if that's a term. Can I say most strong? Or should I say very stronger? But anyway, you understand what I'm saying, Soul Nation. Listen, so I want to encourage you, and a few helpful tips that I want to give you. First off, you need to figure out why do you have so much anger in your heart. You need to trace it down to the roots, because there's always a why. If you can find out why are you so angry, what's the reason why you can't keep your eyes off of a woman when she passes by? Why? If you can get to the why, and God can help you with this why, you can ask the Holy Spirit, and He will bring it to you. He will take you back to that place where it all began. He will take you back to the genesis of it all, and it's at that place that will help you to figure out what it is at its root, so that you can get it out your life for good. You can also fill yourself with word. It sounds so cliche, but listen, it works. It sounds just like how people say eat your fruits and vegetables every day. That actually sounds
cliche as well. But if you do it, it's just these simple action steps. You pray, read your Bible. You remember that song that we played on, I think we used to do it in primary school? Say, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow, grow, grow. No, that's real, you know. And I found myself only wanting to pray lunchtime, morning time, and before I could go to bed. But Jesus wants us to just to come to Him and give Him the matters of our heart, whatever's on our mind. We're not perfect, and He knows we're not perfect. But the thing is that where we think we can do it on our own, I want to encourage you, because we can't do it on our own. That's not how He built us. That's not how He designed us. He wants us to come to Him. All right. So one, you need to get to where you need to get. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get to the genesis of it all. So you get to the root, so you can root it up completely. Not trim off the leaves or the piece off the top. No, you need to get to the root and get that bad boy out here. Two, you need to control what's going through your eye gate, ear gate, and the heart gate. And three, you need to read your Bible and pray every day, not in a religious way, morning, lunchtime, or before you go to bed. No, and all things. It doesn't have to be long prayers, short prayers. It doesn't have to be imperfect. You don't have to be fluent in speech. God just wants you to come to Him. And listen, for me, it's hard, you know. And yes, I always say that I didn't have anybody to model this for me. But I'm not using that as an excuse or crush, because a lot of people are depending on me. I have a wife who's depending on me. I have a 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter who are depending on me. And I don't want those things that fell on me from my parents to fall on my children. So it's up to me as a spiritual leader of my home. I know I have an amazing wife. I have a strong wife. And I have a wife who, she won't let me settle. She won't let me get comfortable. And wherever I need trim around the edges, she helps me out all the way. And Lathyra Ranger, I love you, baby. I love you so much, my little sweet pants, you. Wow, can't wait to you later on, baby. I tell you. But anyway, let me stay focused. Saw Nation, listen. I believe in you, and I need you to believe in yourself. And it's not gonna come overnight, but it's gonna come night after night. Now, if you can find an accountability partner, that may be a wife, brother, or your brother in Christ, or maybe you even have a mentor, they will help you. But having these persons in place, or even, hey, you might have no one at all, but you have the Holy Spirit, and that's a whole lot, because Jesus said he goes and He's leaving us with the Holy Spirit, and He will help you to take flight. So Nation, aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, pastor, youth leader, businessman, employee, or on the road to fulfill your God-given purpose, you can only take flight by getting rid of all of the excess baggage in your life. Listen to this podcast every single day, and we will help you along that journey. And if you haven't heard this word before, know that it's your time to soar.